the song Home on the Range turns 140 years old this year. It might not sound like a big deal, but the song and the site where it was written have had quite an impact on our nation. This fall, there will be festivities to honor the famous lines. We go there on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. Dr. Brewster Higley practiced medicine and wrote poetry in his remote cabin on the banks of Beaver Creek, northwest of Smith Center, Kansas. In the early 1870s, his poem, My Western Home, was set to music and became what we today know as Home on the Range. But L. Dean Holtus says it was a few decades before the song became world famous.
Franklin D. Roosevelt, they were playing it on the porch, and he said, "This is my favorite song." And then Admiral Byrd, who was at the South Pole, played it and said it was his favorite. Radio stations started to pick it up and play it. And that's when it became really, really popular.
Higley's cabin still stands. It's the original, recently restored with the help of volunteers like L. Dean.
Artists can now sing the most popular cowboy song on site where it was written in the cabin built by the author. Now, I challenge your listeners to find another song that's 140 years old that can make that claim.
And it's to be seen for the low price of free. L. Dean and other volunteers often sit under the shade trees and welcome those stopping by for a look. But this fall, something special will occur at the site, a time to remember the famous song and the famous cabin, plus the surrounding countryside that provided the inspiration.
We're going to salute the Higleys here again. It'll be the 140th annual anniversary of the Higley reunion. We're going to have a two-day event on October the 4th. It'll be entertainment, reenactors, finishing with a full-blown concert. And then on Sunday, we're going to have a rededication.
You won't find buffalo roaming or antelope plain, but it is a place to appreciate the allure of our home on the range. Traveling the countryside near Smith Center, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.